This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The upside of the higher interest rates we've seen over the past few years is a bigger return on savings, in theory anyway. The national average deposit rate, as tracked by the FDIC, is just 0.46%. But high-yield savings accounts, many offered by online banks, pay as much as 4 to 5%. Check the fine print, though. Some customers say they've been earning much less than they expected from their high-yield accounts. A few have even filed lawsuits. Rachel Louise Ensign wrote about it at the Wall Street Journal. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You open your story with an example of someone who started a savings account at an online bank in order to earn more interest as the Fed was raising rates, only to find out his interest rate didn't go up. What happened?
So basically what this bank was doing was kind of pulling these technical tricks to make it so that, you know, you'd open an account, you'd think you were getting a really high rate, but then they would never increase your rate. You know, with the Federal Reserve increasing interest rates, people kind of expect in these accounts, you know, your rate will keep going up. But this man had a rate that he thought was really good. And then, you know, expected that it would keep going up, but just didn't keep that close of an eye on it. And then realized a while later that it had, in fact, not increased at all, even though the bank was advertising a much higher rate for new customers.
How common is this?
Well, it is pretty common. We had a story a few weeks ago about Capital One, which is an enormous online-centric bank. And this has happened to a lot of their customers. So it's something that, with rates going up, is happening more and more.
You talked about one of these banks, UFB Direct, which was advertising higher rates than it was giving older customers. What makes UFB and other online-centric banks different from, say, the big traditional banks our listeners might be familiar with?
Yeah, well, this model of being an online bank kind of started out in the early days of the internet. And a lot of people flocked to these early online banks because they generally offered much higher interest rates than, you know, traditional brick and mortar banks. And that has largely remained the case.
It seems like there's been an explosion of these banks. One of my colleagues was talking about seeing all the ads on the interstate for online banks. What do you think is driving that growth?
Well, the main thing that's driving that growth is that for the first time, you can actually earn real interest on your money, especially if you're a person with a lot of savings. After the financial crisis, interest rates were really, really low for a very, very long time, basically until 2022. During that period, you might use an online bank to get like 2% on your savings, and that was good, but that's really not much money. So a lot of people just thought, I mean, who cares? I'm just going to leave my money at my big bank, even though they're paying me nothing. But now, with the Federal Reserve having raised rates a lot since early 2022, you know, you can really earn a significant amount, especially if you use one of these online banks.
How have the banks responded to your stories and to these complaints that they're basically offering much higher rates to new customers than they're giving to existing customers?
Well, a lot of the customers themselves have reached out to the banks and asked for like back interest. And I haven't heard of a single situation where they have given that. I mean, they will increase the rate on your account if you say, hey, why am I earning this low rate and not the high rate that you're advertising? You know, the banks will say, okay, well, let's get you in that high rate account. And, you know, each bank has responded differently to us. Obviously, we contacted them for comment. You know, the bank that is doing this in kind of the most extreme manner, UFB, they didn't respond to us at all.
Hmm. So what can customers do about this, if anything?
I think people just need to be pretty vigilant about their interest rates. You know, make sure you're checking your statements or your online banking portal and seeing what your rate is there. You might not be going to the actual website all the time. And that seems to be how, you know, this fell through the cracks of a lot of customers.
All right. Rachel Louise Ensign wrote about customers not getting necessarily the advertised interest rates on their savings accounts. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Yeah, thank you for having me.